Well, Jason, here we are with the Monday Business Watch. Lots of business to celebrate. Austin's Fine Jewelry.
We have a really good story this week. I don't know if you've been into Austin's Fine Jewelry.
I've been there. I haven't been to the ring museum.
That's what I was going to ask you. He has a really, really cool ring museum.
Who thinks of that?
I know. He said he really liked rings, and he's got some old medieval stuff. Really interesting things there. He's Mr. Austin is a native of Tularosa, and he started his jewelry career when he and his wife Kathy moved down here to Cruces in 79. And he said he had walked past a jewelry store and was looking for work, so he popped in, and he was hired on the spot. And then a few years later, he decided, okay, I've got jewelry down. He got his certifications and opened up his store. And now new jewelry makes up about 80% of his business, he said, and the rest is estate jewelry. And one thing he was showing me, or showing Paula, the reporter that did this story, was this new collection of these brilliantly colored diamonds that he's got in. They're black, brown, light pastels, some really neat stones that you don't think of diamonds being in those colors.
No kidding.
And one of the things he does is he keeps a pretty strong eye on trends in jewelry, of course. You know, mm-hmm. you have to run a store. But he stays pretty specific. And one of the things with the estate sales especially, he says that we've got sort of a unique flavor of jewelry that Las Cruces like, sort of reflecting our heritage, reflecting our culture. So he stocks a lot of that as well. And then, yeah, the Ring Museum. He's got between 8,000 and 10,000 rings.
Wait
in
a
that
minute, eight and 10,000
rings.
I thought it was in the hundreds.
Well, he's got about 40% of them on display at any given point. But he's got about 10,000 rings, and he rotates through them. And so he says about every month he'll go in and pull out some different ones, put some away. It's an astounding, astounding collection. He said about 40%, he said, are on display at any time, even some Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, I know he's got Super Bowl rings.
Yeah. And so really neat guy, neat business, and we're very happy to do a profile on him. 37 years in business.
Congratulations. Let's move on to celebrating an anniversary. Seems like it's only yesterday, but it's only been 3 years of the Oregon Mountains and Desert Peaks.
Happy third anniversary coming up this week. Carrie Hamlin with the Green Chamber wrote her column for us this week, and she's talking about Saturday marking the third anniversary. And you know, it was signed in May 21st. 2014 by then President Obama, and she talks about some of the economic opportunities that have been created locally as a result of the designation as a national monument, because it puts us in a really good position. You know, we've got now the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks, we've got the historic trackways, we've got of course White Sands just up the road, and it's one of the few areas where you can get three national monuments within an hour's drive. Mm-hmm. So it's been really good for our tourism. And locally, it's a lot of new products have come up as a result of the Green Chamber's OMDP marketing toolkit. They've got the OMDP coffee blend from Beck's, OMDP bread pudding from the Green Chili Paddy Wagon, a cocktail at Azul, and a soon-to-be-released Peak Panini from Milagro. A lot of other things have just sprung up around this designation that are helping to fuel our economy. And, it's also brought a lot of attention. Since the designation, we've been featured in a lot of national and international publications. And another neat thing that we did with this one that I am just learning about was the Girl Scout patch. Carrie worked with the Girl Scouts of the Desert Southwest to develop an OMDP patch
that the
girls earn by going out and doing certain activities within the monument. It's now been replicated. White Sands now has one. There are some back east, there are some troops back east that are looking at doing the same thing. So our model, the way that we're using our designation, is now being touted across the United States as a model for not only preserving the heritage, preserving the land, but for capitalizing on it to boost our economies. And starting May 12th, going through July 11th, the Interior Department is going to be taking public comment for the National Monument Review that has been begun under the Trump administration. And they'll be taking the statements on the monument through the BLM website. And if anybody wishes to add their 2 cents worth, they can contact Carrie at the Green Chamber, the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance, or the Friends of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks here locally.
Well, Jason, I want to thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure as always, Edmundo.
We'll talk to you next week.